Mr. President, Madam Director Regional, honorable delegates, ladies and gentlemen, Poland would like to align itself with the statement delivered by the Honorable Minister of Health of Latvia on behalf of the European Union and its member states. I'm deeply honored to have the opportunity to address 68 World Health Assembly and to share with you some reflections on resilient health systems. Firstly, let me thank Madam Director General for her comments and achievements made so far and challenges still to face to ensure that such unprecedented threat to global public health as recent Ebola outbreak can be prevented, at least effectively managed. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot has already been said about the preconditions for resilient health systems. We have heard about the necessity of strengthened civilian systems, including full implementation of international health regulations. The issue of strengthening health infrastructure, logistics, improving drug supply, challenges concerning number, qualifications, and safety of health personnel are all very pertinent here. In the coming days, we will discuss a lot of these issues again. The discussion on lessons learned from Ebola outbreak is scheduled. The question of appropriate financial and human resources for keeping the next event of such nature away is ahead of us. Ladies and gentlemen, in these few minutes, I have been generously offered, I cannot address all the issues I would like to. Let me say a few words only about one of them. Observing the outbreak of Ebola crisis and actions taken to prevent its spreading, my view is that building resilient health systems cannot be achieved without ensuring universal access to innovative therapies and implementing efficient systems of developing and supplying affordable drugs and vaccines. Ebola crisis has shown clearly that global research and development system needs reformulation. It does not respond to the needs and capacities of developing countries, as it often does not to the capacities of developed nations too. It is built on market incentives that favor products maximizing profits and not these that are essential for global public health. Ladies and gentlemen, we believe that there is a need to continue the debate on the principles of pricing of medicines by pharmaceutical companies, as well as the issues of intellectual property rights of drugs. We see the need of changing existing mechanisms of pricing of medicinal products, and we believe that achieving consensus on this matter is possible. It is both undisputable and reasonable that new products and technologies should be granted a legal protection and the owners of them draw profits. However, this protection should not compromise the fundamental principle of healthcare, for instance, the patient's welfare. In our opinion, current prices of medicines do not reflect the actual costs of their development, registration, and production. Existing research, development, and pricing mechanisms hamper the sustainability of health systems. Even in countries where high-quality health services are already accessible, as governments are failing to respond to the ever-growing health needs. In countries facing bigger financial difficulties or large-scale emergencies, this situation may lead to dramatic consequences, as we recently could witness. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank WHO for its ongoing commitment of work with countries and other stakeholders to enhance equitable and efficient provision of medicines and support for introduction for universal health coverage, which are one of the conditions of building resilient health systems. We believe that this commitment is a good base for further work, and together we can contribute to elevation the financial burden of faced by many governments with regard to the accessibility of medicines. I urge you to consider it seriously, as this will be one big step further in building resilient health systems. I thank you for your attention. I wish you fruitful discussions in coming days. Thank you.